these are the counties in the newsletter that just went out. There's a lot of actual individual towns, but these are where you're going to find the most activity in these counties. Those of you listening to the south, Hunterdon County, the county road department is using 151.07 with a PL of 192.8. To the Holland Passaic County, you get two active frequencies, 151.07 and 155.755, both with a PL of 88.5. For our friends up in the northwest part of New Jersey, in Sussex County, 33.06 with a PL of 131.8. The thing that you might want to listen to during inclement weather is 123.025, which is where a lot of the newscasters hang out. And you're going to hear them scrambling back to get back to their airports and so on when it starts snowing. So any news issues with bad weather, 123.025. Regarding the Palisades Interstate Parkway, if you care to listen, there's actually a few frequencies on there, and unfortunately this highway has got a bad reputation for a lot of accidents when it starts getting icy. So not that I enjoy having people hurt, but if you want to listen to that type of activity, I'll go through some of the frequencies for the PIP.
The one thing that I always got confused about the PIP, sometimes you say 37.94, other times say 156.15. Other times have both. My question is, I know that the police in New York and the police in New Jersey have different frequencies. Do the road departments and the PIP use different frequencies, or are they all on that one?
I'm sorry, you talking for the PIP?
Yeah.
That's what I was just getting into. I have other frequencies. I'll go through those. The frequency that this was actually given to me, the frequency I gave you of 156.105 is primarily the road, the plows and so on. And it's my understanding that that frequency is used all the way through. Now, the Palisades Interstate Park Police actually have quite a few other frequencies, and actually I was listening to them tonight here for a while. Most of the New Jersey traffic appears to be on 155.4525. Again, 155.4525. That's running a DPL of 265. The base to car transmissions, in addition, are on 154.935. Using 154.665 with a PL of 110.9 for car-to-car simplex. I suspect radar traps and so on. So 154.665 with a PL of 110.9. Any alarms would be transmitted on 154.695, which, if I'm not mistaken, that's kind of the equivalent of SPEN 1 in New York across the border. So any alarms would be on 154.695. State Police Havistraw New York units are making extensive use of Rockland County's channel, which is on 154.725 with a PL of 151.4, and they're doing a lot of data checks on there. So the PIP is many, many frequencies, if you need, anybody needs a fill on that, we can go through that in just a few. Another thing that has come up several times, I've seen discussions, and I finally confirmed this, is in Bergen County, Hackensack. Hackensack Medical Center is now providing ambulance service for certain towns. For example, in Garfield, during the day, during business hours, if you need an ambulance, they don't have an adequately staffed volunteer ambulance squad. So Hackensack actually provides their ambulance service in Garfield or any other town that needs an ambulance and cannot get one locally. There's been a lot of discussion as far as where they dispatched, on what frequency. And I made a few phone calls and I found out that, and I verified this, Hackensack University Medical Center's ambulance is on 463.450, and they're using a DPL of 156. And 463.450 with a DPL of 156. Pretty active frequency. Hackensack, their fire frequency is quite active. And because Hackensack has a lot of highways, the hospital, and along the what I call the ridgeline there, there's a lot of large apartment buildings. Hackensack actually has a new UHF high-rise repeater. It only runs 10 watts, but somebody had sent me an email and said that they actually heard it on the air not long ago. Repeater is on 453.5625. Again, 453.5625. Unfortunately, I don't have the PL, but if you do happen to hear a large fire in Hackensack, you might want to listen on there. Finally, not too far to the north in Ridgewood, somebody sent me an email and wanted to know what was Ridgewood's Channel 3, their tactical channel. You listen and they'll say go to 3 and nobody knew where it was. We verified that. 153.785. Again, 150.85 with a DPL of 365. Next issue of the newsletter. I have put together quite a large list of New York and New Jersey universities. We all live by one of them, and you know, sometimes those parties get kind of wild. Over here where I live, both William Patterson and Montclair State, their local police have got their hands full. So the next issue of the newsletter is going to be a fairly large list of all the local colleges, which, again, is some good listening.
And Paul?
For those of you that were close to Wayne, you probably saw in the news there was that plane crash the other night, unfortunately. Interesting news story about that CBS News picked up, and I didn't see anybody else that picked it up. Paramedics for that incident were dispatched from St. Joseph's Hospital here near Patterson, and the paramedics that arrived on scene unfortunately had a pretty tragic surprise. He saw the plane and immediately realized that the plane belonged to and the pilot was his father. That was kind of unfortunate, but that was a lot of very intense radioactivity when that plane went down.
52 Jarrett.
Yeah, go ahead.
K2FIX.
We double. JRH, go ahead.
Question. That frequency you gave, 123.025 for news info, is that a helicopter frequency?
Okay, there are actually three frequencies, and most of the helicopter traffic up and down the Hudson and around Midtown Manhattan are going to be on three frequencies. 123.025 and 123.05. That's going to pretty much be all your Hudson River traffic, the news helicopters, the sightseeing helicopters, and so on. In addition to that frequency, 123.1, which is what the NYPD refers to as their company frequency, any of the New York helicopters, you will usually hear them talking back and forth on 123.1. So those three frequencies, 123.025, 123.05, and 123.1 will be primarily helicopters.
Thank you very much. Much appreciated.
K2 WFIX.
Ed?
Before I heard you speaking about the PIP frequencies, and you gave basically the New York State frequencies, it sounded like, you know, the 154935 input on the cars and the 665 car to car, which I can emphasize driving around New York State is probably the most interesting of all the channels, and it is most definitely where radar traps and narcotics operations can be found. My question is more so, what's the actual dispatch for the lower part of the PIP? The upper part of the PIP uses, I believe it's casing, I have it in my scanner, but is it the 155425? Is that both, or is that input, or which is that?
Just I have, you know, there's one other frequency that I've listened to, and I haven't listened to it this evening, 154.89. 154.89 used to be the lower half, primarily in New Jersey. I mentioned that to somebody, and they said, you know, now Bergen County Police are on there, and they don't use it much. So in addition to what I mentioned, you might want to plug in 154.89 and just keep an ear on that.
Oh, most definitely. That's currently still used as the PIP upper portion in the park. That frequency gets extremely active during summertime when a lot of people use the park. And the police force goes, I think, from 4 people to 40 people. That's a very active frequency during the warm summer evenings. So then 155-4525, which seems to be an odd offset, would be the down lower portion?
Yeah, that's a 7, I think a 7.5 KC split. It's not an odd one. It's just a splinter channel. Now, I've got that one on here, and I'll tell you right now, they're 20 over 9 in Elmwood Park. So 155.4525, you could... If you don't have a scanner with a 7.5 KC split, 155.45 would probably do you just fine. That frequency with a DPL of 265 is you know, moderately active, but I can tell you right now in Bergen County it's very strong. So I would have to say that that's the lower half.
Oh, very much appreciated. I'm up here in the Hudson River Valley in Croton, Hudson, New York. I used to live in Elmwood Park as an aside, but that's neither here nor there. K2FIX.
Where'd you live?
I lived right near, I'll see what the best way to describe it. I don't remember the name of the street, but, oh God, there used to be a CV shop there. Right near the courthouse. If you know where the Elmwood Park courthouse is, I was 2 blocks away.
Yeah, well then you're in my backyard because you're describing where I live. You don't remember the name of the street?
Unfortunately, it escapes me. Two-story house across from what used to be, I think, Pirelli's Garage.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm a block away from there. If you know where the funeral home is on the main street, I'm directly behind that.
The answer is you are definitely a block from where I used to live, Lodos, many years ago. Didn't play radio much, had a CB antenna, but then again, I was in high school. This is great. I'm really enjoying listening to your scanning because, you know, I'm a scanner buffed as well, and where I am now, I'm about 280 feet above the Hudson River, which... let's just say it gives me great scanning into New York City and northern Jersey. Can't hear anything from Connecticut, but North Jersey, the 154920, which is the state police input in this area, usually gets covered up by the guys in Haldon.
Hey, what was your radio call again? I just want to get on this
tip. Absolutely. It's K2FIX, Kilo 2, Foxtrot India X-ray. I actually didn't even have this... particular repeater in my machine. I was tuning by and heard you, and I was like, so I have to put you in. Where's the repeater?
It is in Midtown Manhattan, and the net is held every night at, every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. For the benefit of you and those listening, we do publish a free monthly newsletter. Be happy to put you on the mailing list if you'd like. You can visit our website, which is at www.nydxa.info, nydxa.info. Click on the archive link, and there's 10 years' worth of our newsletters. The latest issue just went out this evening, so if you'd like to, you want to drop us an email, email would be nydxa@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to send you out a copy of the newest issue, whatever, and it's free. A lot of frequencies in there, and we try to cover the New York, New Jersey, and even up into Connecticut. We've got regular check-ins. Bob N1MLZ from Milford, Connecticut is in here this evening, so we are definitely a tri-state net.
Most excellent, because one of the things, I work out of the house, and I tend to have the scanner going in the background, and I'm always looking for new frequencies. I mean, I know all my local stuff and all that, who does what, where, and how, but, I mean, listening to the choppers and the airband stuff, that's some new stuff I was furiously writing as you spoke, so it's a great information resource. Thank you.
I'm just, I don't want to get hung up here on the one subject, but I'm just curious, when did you live here, and did you graduate from the high school in town?
Yep, I am a graduate of Elmwood Park Memorial High School, graduated Beer, Women, and Wine, class of 79.
Okay, you're a little bit younger there. I'm just curious, my wife graduated from there, and my two brother-in-laws. But not too much. You're not too much of an age difference, but I'll have to mention it to her there. It's a kind of a small town, and everybody knew everybody. But very good. Welcome to the net, and check in more often. You got a beautiful signal, so you'll have no problem getting in here, and if we can help you with any frequencies or whatever, we'll be most happy to do that.
Hey, I've been looking for the PIP frequency for a while, and greatly appreciate that. Actually, I sort of listen semi-professionally, as I'm an attorney and I handle a lot of traffic tickets. So sometimes it can be quite humorous sitting here working on traffic ticket defense while I'm listening to the right traffic tickets on the PIP, which is why 154.665 is the vital frequency. Some of the units in Westchester County will use 155.565 with a PL, which escapes me. But that's only when they're running a lot of things on F2. That's F4.
Okay, very good. Noted. Okay, Brian of Union County is checking in via email. That's noted. And I've got a question here from Marie. Marie, you didn't say where you're from, but I'm going to read the email verbatim for the benefit of all. It says, "Hi, guys. I've been listening to the net whenever I get a chance, but this is the first time writing in, so welcome. I was curious about something I saw the other night and was hoping you'd be able to shed some light on it. On Monday night, there were a ton of cop cars in front of the Barnes & Noble and Union Square, as well as the mobile command post. They didn't seem particularly concerned about anything. Some of the cops were taking pictures with tourists. Anyway, at about 10 p.m., they all left with some sirens blaring and other quietly. And you're wondering what the 40 cars were all about." I don't know, Marie. One of the things that we usually don't do is discuss the details of what that might be. We tend to talk about how to listen to the police and so on, but what we try not to do is discuss the details, even if we knew. I don't know, and maybe somebody does. Maybe WB2SGT, he listens a lot. I'm not aware of what it was, and there are those cases where, if it's an investigation or something like that, we would tend to not discuss the details. Everybody can listen on their own, so I'm sorry I can't help you there. But anybody want to shed some light on it? Do they know anything about what happened in Union Square?
WB2SGT.
Ed.
I agree with you. I don't listen to everything, and I don't want to discuss police motions. The communications van, the big motorhome, is pretty much normally parked down the block from where I live in Manhattan. Once a month, the Citibank building in Long Island City is lit up by 200 police cars. Leave it at that.
Okay, it's 9:50, and I will take one more quick round of check-ins if anybody else is in there. Otherwise, I think the net went very well. Charlie's away on business this week, maybe next week, so I will be here next week. Nothing planned. I don't plan to be away on business or anything like that. So any questions, any frequencies, anything you'd like to share with the net for next week, I would appreciate it. It's easy to run the net, but I got to be honest, it's sometimes difficult to run the net and have enough information to take up an hour if we don't have a lot of people with traffic asking questions. So I appreciate the email.
Whiskey 2 Golf, you want to call him?
W-A-2-I-W-C, Trump.
There were two stations, W-2-G-U first, and the other station, I didn't get your call, but you're acknowledged. We'll get you in 1 second. W-2-G-U, go ahead.
What I wish would have been nice, we all know about the AR Newsline. I wish there was a newsline that could be picked up on the internet and played on a net like this one that would cover the news and views about shortwave radio. And also, I'd like to see you guys discuss some of the shortwave programs that featured DX News. Radio Freedom used to have it years ago. I don't know if they still do. But there are a few other things, like Deutsche Welle had it and some of the others, that be nice to, if there ever was a news line, like the AR news line, let's have an SWO news line. That would really be nice. Back to you, W2GU, bye.
Now, there are a number of online radio programs. I know Glenn Hauser, had his on there, and if you do some searching on the internet, we cover shortwave, but, you know, again, the problem is, how do I diplomatically say this? Both Charlie and I work, and, also have a wife and a family, and there are those things that I jokingly refer to as honeydew jobs. I come home, and the wife's always got something for me to do. So what little free time I have, I try to divvy up between listening on the radio, doing the newsletter, and so on.
Oh, I understand. I understand that, everything, but what does somebody out on the West Coast would come up with such a shortwave listeners version of the AR Newsline? That would be nice.
WB2SGT.
KC2J.
Hey, recognize 1 sec. No, what I'm saying is that we actually had somebody from up in Connecticut who used to send a lot of shortwave information, schedules and so on, and we routinely would put them in the newsletter. So the agenda for each week's net is not fixed. Certainly if somebody wanted to come on and discuss shortwave stations, schedules, propagation, I'm all for it. You know, if you have information and you say, hey, I'd like 15 minutes on the net every week, we'd be more than happy. If you want to write something up and you want to put it in the newsletter, send it to me. We'll be more than happy to put it in there. Just as I ask for photos. If you want to share a picture of yourself with your equipment or whatever, we'll be happy to put it in. So this net is not about what Charlie and I want to speak about. This is what everybody wants to discuss every week. You know, if there's something you want to bring up, certainly we can do it.
I've got you. Well, no offense intended, and just thought I was something worth mentioning. Back to you, W2G, back to NAS.
Jack C. And SGT. Jack C. guy first.
Thanks, Bob. No, I just want to let them know that DX, Ontario DX Online has a lot of good information, especially English, World English Survey, targeted towards the United States. Go online, Ontario DX. Also, there's a gentleman who sends us emails on our list, Joe, who's always giving us a lot of updated information on shortwave frequencies and who's on and who's not. Usually, if you're on the mailing list, you should be getting those emails as well. Back to you, Net Control.
Hey, very good. Got your email there, Casey. So, you're added. We put you in there that quick.
Hey, much appreciated. I was going on, I'm looking at the web pages now, and let's just say I'll be staring at them for a while. Quick question, New Jersey State Police Northern, are they digital or analog?
New Jersey State Police system is primarily all analog. They do have a digital channel for secure operations, but the trunk system is 99.5% analog.
Sounds good. I've got a Uniden 895XLT, which is a trunk tracker, and because I have so many small jurisdictions in my area, you know, you don't have the need for a large system, and so I've got a million little, mostly VHF with a few UHF organizations and agencies, and I recently changed my antenna for
put a disc cone back up about 20 feet higher in the air, and I'll give that a shot. You'll probably be hearing from me if I can't figure it out. K2FIX.
Okay, yeah, no, it's no problem. You should do very well with a disc cone. I've got several antennas, and what I use is a Sigma disc cone. I don't know how far it is from your radio, but I will tell you this much. Significant improvement if you feed it with something like 9913, which is, you know, a very low-loss cable. Even if it's only, you know, 30 or 40 feet. At 800 and 900 meg, the smaller coax tends to suck the signal right up. So I'm actually running 9913 on it, and my disc cone is a very, very difficult antenna to beat. I really like it a lot. It's probably my favorite antenna out of all of them, and believe me, I've got a farm here, but it's a great all-around antenna. So made a good choice. And well, up where you are, it's probably a little bit easier. Down here, you got to watch with high gain antennas because there's so much RF that it's a front end overload. Before I pick up the last check-in, I have a question. Night before last, at around 11:30 or 11:45, I'm just curious if any of you that are in New Jersey happened to hear a very loud explosion. I don't know. I haven't confirmed it, but let's put it this way. It shook the house, and the local police got several calls, and they were looking around, and the strange part about it was that about a minute after they got the calls, all I heard was all cars disregard. And somebody had told me that it was some type of an explosive device that they intentionally detonated up on Garrett Mountain. I just find that hard to believe, but I've talked to several people in Elmwood Park and Garfield and Fairlawn that heard this. So this was not a 4th of July piece of fireworks. This was something major that blew up. Hey, let's see. Who got to SGT, did you have a comment? And I want to pick up that one station, and then we'll close the net.
Really quick. The International Shortwave broadcasters have found electricity costs too much money, and we don't have much of a listening audience. So the gentleman that was inquiring about shortwave, he needs to have a computer because they're all on the internet now.
Negative. There are stations out there. Don't say that.
I don't know. I have to disagree slightly. I'm disappointed. I used to listen to a lot of shortwave, and now it's all religious broadcasters. That's cool if that floats your boat, but as far as hearing news, not as much as it used to be.
I'm sorry, I must have doubled up. KC2JXC, back to the control.
Hey, there was one other station that was trying to check in. I didn't get your call. If you're still there, please come now.
NWA2 India Whiskey Charlie.
Hey, India Whiskey Charlie, the other station, you are just not making it. You're very noisy. I presume you're the same one I checked in earlier. Unfortunately, can't copy it. But IWC, go ahead.
WA2RWC, name is Don in Midtown Manhattan. Good evening to the net. Great net. This is a wonderful net. I have to say you do an amazing amount of work and do a very good job of presenting it. Not complaining or anything, but I after last week's net, the next morning I got on the web and went to NYDXA and sent an email to ask to be subscribed to the newsletter, and I didn't see a response, which I really wasn't expecting anyway, because I know it's not an automated thing, but I haven't seen the newsletter either, so I'm just wondering if maybe my email got swiped by a spam filter or something.
You sent it to nydxa@yahoo.com?
As I recall, I think there was a link on the website to do just that, or else I did it manually in my email program, but yes.
Okay, I got to be honest with you. When the email comes in, what I usually do is, you know, at lunch or something like that, I do it, and several people that have checked in today, you know, what they've done is they've said add me to the newsletter, and they don't get a big email back, but I usually just reply as, you know, added and welcome or something like that. And I don't know. Give me your email, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll add your email as soon as the net's over, and I will send you the copy of this evening's newsletter out immediately also. You'll be on there.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Hey, you know, these things happen. You know, it's not even an issue. I just figured I'd ask just in case, because I don't like to keep sending emails over and annoying people. But if you want to copy my email, it's Delta, D-B-R-E-D-A, that's Delta, Bravo, Romeo, Echo, Delta, Alpha, D-B-R-E-D-A, at N-Y-C, November Yankee Charlie, .rr.com.
If you hold on a minute, I was added. 99.9% that was added and went out. I'm just wondering if, for whatever reason, something at your end is blocking it. Just hang on here 1 second. And I'm logging in right now to the mail server. And I'll tell you right now if you're in there.
Okay, Roger. Well, I don't run any spam filters. I do it all manually for that account anyway. Because I have to say, I don't usually get much spam on that account. I have another one that just gets clobbered. I have to use Popmail all the time.
Oh, you're on the list. DBREDA, you were added last week. DBREDA at nyc.rr.com.
Oh, well, good. As long as I'm added, that's cool. I don't know why I never got anything, but I'm not worried about it. When I get a chance, get up there and grab it from the archive and wait for the next one. Who knows? There are digital black holes out there.
No, I mean, you should have received it tonight. Now, tonight was the first email that was sent since you were added. So you should have actually received two emails this evening and check them. And if not, I mean, just drop me an email. I don't know why. We do have a problem with AOL. For whatever reason, AOL sees our newsletter as spam. And for those people that have that feature activated, it dumps it. Unfortunately, there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, it's not spam. And it's not, you know, it's not being sent from a Yahoo address or whatever. It's actually, the email goes out on a mail server, which is used by New York City Racies. They allow us to use it, so it actually comes from a, you know, very legitimate domain.
Okay, well, I may have gotten it tonight. I haven't checked tonight, but I will do that, and if I get it, I'll drop you a quick email to let you know. But I know I didn't see anything in the last week or so I was just curious. No big deal, not a problem. I appreciate the effort. WHYWC back to net.
Wave enthusiast in the local area. It's quite a lot. And the newsletter is, you know, in its 10th year right now, as is the net. So it's certainly a long-lived net. It's not something that somebody started and dropped in a year.
Well, it's terrific, I must say. And I'm glad to see the repeater getting used. There's so many great repeaters in Midtown Manhattan on 2 meters that never ever, that sit there and never get used. But anyway, I didn't see anything in the last week or so, but I haven't checked my mail tonight, so the stuff may be there. And when I do check my mail, if I've got stuff, I will email you and just drop you a quick reply and let you know that everything's okay. And I once again, I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot, and back to net.
I'm gonna manually send it out again for you right now. So you might get two copies of it, but I'll put it in here and you know, I'll send it out manually from the NYDXA account rather than from the other one. But just drop me an email, let me know if you got it. I want to make sure that, you know, if you're not getting it, we'll make whatever adjustments here that we can to make sure you get it. We don't mind that at all. Have a good evening. Thank you all for checking in, and we'll see you here next week. WA2SQQ will be clear. We'll close the net and return the repeater back to normal operation.